I'm Janie Hurley. I'm with Texas A&M University. I've been in technology transfer now for a little over 20 years. As most of you know, the Texas A&M University system is a really large university system comprised of 11 universities and 8 state agencies. And our technology transfer group is responsible for managing all the intellectual property coming from each of those universities and agencies. I'm going to go ahead and admit I don't have like a magic bullet answer here today, and I was asked to come and bring a bit of the university perspective. Thank you, Alex Thompson, for that idea. But I'm going to just be presenting to you just from a general perspective. I thought perhaps the most helpful thing would be just to kind of give you from my viewpoint, sitting in my chair every day, how we view technologies when they come in the door from our researchers, and take you through the process just at a high level to see what we consider in determining whether or not we're going to file a patent or not. So first of all, I think it's most important to recognize that there are two very critical aspects. We're going to look at intellectual property protection itself when we have a new invention come into the door, but also commercialization. And we see these two things going hand in hand. It's very important if we go through the process and we look at one aspect and we have a positive result, but in the other aspect we have a negative result, then most likely we're going to decide that this is not something that's very fruitful for our group to get involved in and take it down further down the pipeline through our process, which would be filing for protection and actually pursuing interest from industry. So just to go into a little bit more about intellectual property protection, we deal with a wide array of types of technology, software being one of them. So, of course, there are different forms of protection for technology. So we have to look at them on a case-by-case basis when they come in the door and decide, is this something that is even eligible for patenting, or would it best be copyright, trademark? Plants have certain types of protection as well. And so we have to look at the different types of protection that are even available, and then we have to begin to look at the criteria and to see if that technology that we're evaluating can meet the criteria for those forms of statutory protection. By the way, I'm not an attorney, so sometimes I get people assume that I'm an attorney. I'm not an attorney, so I'm not going to provide any legal advice today. Another point is enablement. And so sometimes we get technologies where it's really at a conceptual stage, but the researcher hasn't taken it forward to really conduct these proof of concept studies. And so sometimes you may hear that you can patent a concept. Well, good luck patenting a concept, because if you haven't really fully thought it out and had some at least preliminary studies done and some results, you're going to have a hard time getting a patent. Good luck with the patent office on that. A strength of protection, it's important. Sometimes we can say, yes, we could probably get a patent, but could we detect anybody using that technology and infringing on our patent? So methods is a good example, because it can be very difficult to be able to tell that someone is using a method within their own shop, and you would never know. And then we have to think about, can we even recover our IP expenses? So if any of you are familiar with patents, they can be quite expensive, especially if it's something that you're trying to protect in the U.S. and beyond. And so if we're not going to be able to even recoup our expenses, then it's likely not going to be something that we're going to go forward with from the university. So as I said, it's just the one aspect, the intellectual property protection, that you might view as the can we protect the technology. And then the commercial piece of this is, should we protect this technology? Because again, these go hand in hand. I want to see a yes response to both of these. So this is where we look into the market. As Greg said, I mean, just like USDA, we're not a commercial entity. And so the technology may originate at Texas A&M Laboratories, but we don't sell products. And so we're going to have to partner with a company to be able to further develop that technology to get something to the marketplace, and that's our goal. And so we have to put ourselves in the shoes of potential companies that may use that technology and say, you know, what are they going to look at the market size being? Is it really going to be of interest? What kind of position is it going to allow them to take in the market? A stage of development and the barriers to market are really big points here because if we only have early laboratory testing, we're not quite sure if this is going to be something that can even commercially scale. We've seen that too many times. Sometimes companies are willing to take a risk and take that in-house and try it for themselves, but sometimes it's not going to be worth it. Barriers to market is a big one because if there are regulatory approvals required to deploy that technology, you got to think about, are those companies that we're going to partner with willing to go through the effort and the expense to pursue those approvals? So just generally, I want to make sure that, you know, coming from a university perspective, our objectives really are to see that new technologies get utilized out and benefit the consumers that ultimately, you know, they're intended for. And so if the way to do that is to file a patent application to partner with the company to incentivize that company to further develop that technology to be able to actually get a product in the market, then great, that's a green light for us. We're going to pursue that path. But if it looks like we've got, you know, something that probably doesn't have a lot of protection potential, and most importantly, how are we ever going to interest a company in this technology at this stage and with all these other challenges, then we're going to say, hey, this should be, you know, just available. Put that technology out there, that knowledge out there in the form of a publication. We're still a university. I mean, that is a big part of what we do is sharing knowledge. So it's not about the money for the university. I mean, granted, if a company is going to develop a product, sell a new product that originates from our labs, then, you know, we'd like to get the benefit of having something come back into the university to feed more research at the university. I really appreciate the chance to be here, and I'm looking forward to the remainder of the discussion.